Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Pebbles, you're a, I don't know if you're a Beehive, you know, card-carrying member, but you're a hardcore Beyonce fan.
I'm not going to fight anybody, but yeah. I would say so.
Okay. Well, Beyonce's Renaissance album, her next album, it's not due to be released yet. However, there is a reported leak out there of the album. And you would think, or at least I would think, I know what I would do. I'm the guy who, when somebody sees a movie that I want to see, immediately goes, tell me how the movie goes. Tell me every part of the movie. Spoil the movie for me. I'm that guy. And sometimes I accidentally, every now and then, on the air, spoil the movie for people.
Accidentally?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like I'm talking to my friends. You guys are all my friends. And every now and then I let something out and you guys all get mad. And I'm like, what? That's what happens in the movie. Anyway, Beehive people, on purpose, they're fans, but on purpose, they're not looking for the leaked version. That's they right. want to wait until it comes out.
That's right.
So they can pay for it or whatever, or listen to it legally. What kind of hot garbage is that?
It's not just about it being legal. It's about this is the way that the queen wanted us to experience it.
Sorry, we
are going to wait until the official release.
The queen? This is the way she wanted it done?
Yes. She put in all that hard work. She set the date. The date may have some meaning to her. We don't know.
It's going to sound the same on the date with the meaning.
It may, and it may not. We don't know what was leaked.
Oh, my God.
It could be an unfinished version.
Right.
And it's, but it's not what Beyonce meant for me to listen to.
So
I would not listen.
I'm just going to ask a question here. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a basic question.
Okay.
To you, it might be a profound question.
Okay.
Let's say you listen to the leaked version and it's unfinished. Then when it comes out, just listen to the way she meant it to be released. And that will take away 0% of anything.
No, it's like a first impression. I want the first impression to be the one that Beyonce wants me to experience.
Oh, man, we are so different. Do you know one time I got a what movie was it? It was one of the Marvel movies. It was definitely a Marvel movie. I got such an early version of it that the fight scenes that were digitized and the version I was watching, they had computerized stick figures. It said fight scene on building, and it had computerized stick figures doing the fight scene because they didn't even finish adding in the characters.
I saw
a version like that.
That's actually cool.
And then it was terrible to see because they go from like a real version of the movie to like a screen that looked like somebody playing a really bad game. I'm not talking about like cool stick figures. I'm talking about actual stick figure. Yeah. Fighting and stuff like that. And then it went back to like the movie. And you know what? Then when the movie came out, I still saw the movie and nothing happened.
Listen, if somebody gave me a copy of Black Panther, the Wakanda Forever, I would not watch it.
Why?
I would not watch it.
This is what I don't understand about that. Because you're going to go see it in the theater 3,000 times anyways, right?
Yes.
So it's not like you're taking money away from the movie studio.
It's not about the money. It's about the experience.
That's right.
But you can
still
do it.
I'm with you.
No, but hold on a second. I went and saw Top Gun in the theater five times.
Okay.
My experience was no less or any different each time I saw it. It was the same. It was the same experience. It would have been the same experience if I had seen it first on my TV.
No.
Because you go
watching
in,
Wakanda Forever in my house is not the same as opening weekend watching Wakanda Forever with a million fans
who
are
both.
No. The first time has to be right. It has to be right. Yes.
You know, and it's not even, it does have to be right, but it's also about supporting the artist that you
I mean, listen. That was my point that I was saying to Pebble. She's going to see it a million times, so she's not taking away money. She's not taking away support. She's still going.
She doesn't go and she watches a link, she is actually robbing the artist. That's a fact. She's robbing the artist. Mm. And see, like, for instance, you like The Weeknd. The Weeknd came out with some new music.
I'd listen to it.
You would listen to a leaked link.
Correct.
You're not a real fan of The Weeknd.
I'm a fan of The Weeknd.
You're not.
I am a bigger fan of The Weeknd than anyone you know.
No.
And just because I would listen to a leaked version of it doesn't mean I'm not going to support him any less. I'd be out there waving a flag even more, being like, oh my God, I just heard The Weeknd's album.
You're robbing him.
No.
Yes, you are.
I would argue opposite that, because when I hear a leaked version, I'm going to be on social media telling the world, I just heard this, which is going to create more buzz.
Yeah.
Would The Weeknd want you to listen to
Who cares?
He would probably embrace it.
Oh, no, The Weeknd doesn't even know who she is.
No, I know, right?
And Beyonce told me, no, I really would like you to wait until tomorrow.
If Beyonce was your personal friend.
Exactly.
I don't care. She made a post on social media saying, please don't listen to that. God. That is not how I intended for you to listen. It's part of like a community experience too. It's like, you know, at 12 o'clock, Beyonce drops, you know, Renaissance, and everybody's all excited. I won't be up, but I'll be excited like when I finally get up.
You'll get up at midnight, pump a fist, and then go back to sleep.
I got a question for Romero and Melissa, since you guys would do it. How would you feel, basically, if it happened to you?
Okay.
And what I mean by that, Romero, let's say, for some strange reason, you got an opportunity to be in a big-budget movie. It's one of your dreams.
Okay.
You do it. It's coming out Friday.
Yeah.
But the movie was leaked.
Okay.
You go over to your parents' house.
Yeah.
You walk in. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they're watching a movie. You wouldn't feel betrayed. They're watching the leaked.
That would be the least surprising thing that my parents. I can tell you exactly how it would go. If you think my parents are going to go, hey, let's all get together at our house and watch your movie together, you're crazy. This is how it would go. We'd probably FaceTime them on Wednesday just to check in, you know, make sure they're still alive. They're old. And my father would say, hey, I saw that movie you were going to be in. I'm like, yeah, what'd you think? He was like, it was all right. That's what it would be. That's literally exactly
what
would happen.
Forget the red carpet experience, being able to, like,
that would be for my fans or, you know, the company. But like, my fan, listen.
Melissa, can I go to Melissa? Because I don't believe you. Melissa, we've always made this joke that ESPN's going to do a 30 for 30 on you about your cheerleading.
That's not a joke.
Coaching.
We already have a title
for
it.
Yes, we do. All right.
We have a working title and a cover.
All right. So
opening scene.
Let's say ESPN calls you and says, listen, we're going to do this and we're going to call it the pyramid scheme. All right. How one coach organized the dynasty in the cheerleading world.
Amazing.
All right. It's coming out Friday.
Yes.
Somebody leaks the episode early. You come into work early in the morning. You find the three of us huddled in the corner watching the leaked version.
Not only would I not be mad, I would expect you. If you saw a leaked version of it, I would expect you to watch it.
Yeah. Listen.
Absolutely.
Leroy, you're asking me that question knowing that just this week, was it Monday? Yeah, because the San Diego thing was over the weekend. On Monday, I said, hey, I heard there was an absolute terrible, somebody filmed it from inside of his pants through his zipper version of the trailer of the Ant-Man movie that's out there. I want to see it, even though it looks like hot garbage.
And I got you.
And Melissa got it for me. You're asking us, would we?
Yep.
The answer is a million times yes.
Y'all not real fans. Y'all are not real fans.
Okay, then I guess I'm not a real fan.
I'd say I'm more of a fan.
That's just me. I would argue that too, but their perspective is coming from crazy town.
Whatever.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.